It's time the church steps up and begins to run with more faith. The world has been saying, and I feel like I know all of my adult years, but it seems like there was a time that faith was beginning to rise in America, and then all of a sudden we saw a shift, and it seems like it started to die, even within the very church. That I believe God's calling us to a new season, saying the church has to rise up. The people have to begin to show what they're proclaiming. We're going to get into 2 Kings here in a moment, 18. And he says, but what are these mere words? These mere words that you speak, he's saying, don't allow it to just be words that you speak. Let actions follow the very words that come out of your mouth. Let there be an evidence of what you're speaking, of what you're proclaiming. I mean, we can look at it in the natural. You meet those people, we're going to talk about the flesh for a moment. You meet those people that proclaim what they have to later they find out they ain't got nothing. They like to talk, but there's nothing behind it. It's just mere words. And it's usually the ones that's got the biggest mouth. Oh, you wouldn't believe how great my business is doing. You wouldn't believe how much money I have. Or here's the great one that when somebody first says, oh, I'm one of the most spiritual people I know. I'm like, well, right there, you either don't know anybody spiritual, or two, you're probably lying through your teeth. I'd rather people see it. I'd rather show it than to say, I'm one of the most spiritual. And that right there tells me there's a lot of pride within you. And then if there's a lot of pride within you, that's probably eliminating some of that spiritual stuff that's supposed to be in you. But I've heard different ones tell me. I was on vacation once, and this lady comes up talking to me. And she goes, yeah, I was talking to you, I'm a pastor, whatever. I was reading my Bible, I think it was, on a hammock. And she starts talking. She goes, yeah. She says, I'm one of the most spiritual people I know. I'm like, well, that spirit, whatever's in you. I mean, you might be, but I don't know what spirit it is. She wanted to lay hands on me. I said, you ain't putting nothing on me. Especially when she started talking about her beliefs. It was not of the same God that I serve. But here's what I love about faith, guys. I want to talk to you more about faith. Because faith is what we need to begin to raise up in the church. How many of y'all have gone out in the world this week and you've seen the power of God manifested in everybody's life around you? You walk into the store and all of a sudden you're seeing tons of people just talking about God and doing this or doing that, and laying hands on the sick and all these things. We don't see that. Why? Because we're not doing what we've been called to do. That's all there is. That's what Scripture tells us what we're supposed to do. And it's so frustrating because here's how we've eliminated it, right? Well, people don't accept that in society, so that's just for church. Well, first of all, Jesus did it out in society. He went out to the world and he showed the power of God. But then, now we have the churches that say we don't want to show it in church because of the fact that we want to make people feel welcome and feel at home. You know what? You shouldn't come from the world and feel the same way in here as you do out there. There should be a different feeling in here because this shouldn't have felt like that home. It should feel like your new home. It should feel like something with power. But the problem is we've eliminated it from the world, and now we've eliminated it from the church. Therefore, nobody can find the power of God anywhere they look because they can't find it when they come to church, and they can't find it when they go in the world. But we've been called to go out and preach the gospel. We've been called to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But here's what I see too much of the church doing. And if you're doing this, I'm not trying to condemn you for it. I'm showing us how we need to step up and do more. Here's what the church does. You're out somewhere and you see somebody sick or whatever. It may come upon you, oh man, I really wish they'd get healed. And you might even go up to someone. And maybe you've got enough boldness to say, oh, we'll be praying for you. The world can say that. You know how many times we've done outreaches. We've done different things. I've been out places and gone up to someone, or they've come up to me, or whatever it might be. And they're saying whatever, tell me whatever's wrong. And they're almost waiting for you to say, I'll pray for you. Sometimes I'll say, okay, I'll pray for you. Well, thank you. Or they'll say, will you pray for me? And here's what they're expecting you to say back is, yeah, I'll pray for you. And 9 out of 9 times, you probably don't remember to pray for them. But what's awesome is when they say, will you pray for me? You go, yeah, let's pray right now. But let me tell you, their face just goes, okay. They're shocked. They don't know what to do. But that's what we're supposed to do. Just take their hand and maybe go, well, I don't know how to pray. Whatever. You don't have to know how to pray. Yeah, how easy is it? What do they want? They want to be healed. In Jesus' name, I confess that you're healed. In Jesus' name, demonic spirits leave. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, in the blood of Jesus. It's that simple. You don't have to know all this stuff. Thank you. I'll quit holding your hand now. But you don't have to know all this stuff. It's literally that simple. But what happens is we've gotten to a place of that our very society is, we're so worried about offense and offending people and what they might think. We're so worried about what people think. Like I said last week or the week before, who cares what people think? Care about what he thinks. Care about what he thinks. Because what I want to do is what he wants me to do, not what you want me to do. Because what you want me to do ain't going to get me to heaven. What you want me to do ain't going to please God. What pleases God is faith. And if we begin to step out in faith, we begin to please him more. Maybe you're here today and you say, you know what, I just owe so much to God. I owe my life to him for what he's done in my life, how he's changed me, how he's forgiven me. Pastor, you have no idea what he's done. What do you want to please him? Begin to get your faith level up. Begin to step out in it. Begin to walk it out in your life. Begin to do something great for the kingdom of God. And I was talking to someone the other day, and I use this a lot, is the fact that how many of y'all feel like sometimes the enemy's coming at you? But this guy's telling me about all these problems he's having. What's funny is a lot of times people fall out of church, and then they'll come to me and tell me all the problems that they're having, and they wonder why. Or what happens is they get into church. The devil never attacked me like he does now that I'm going to church, and now that I'm trying to read my Bible, and now that I'm trying to pray and do all this stuff. Why is the enemy attacking you? Because he sees you as a threat against him. He sees you as something, a huge threat to his kingdom. He sees you as someone that can steal individuals from his kingdom and advance them into the kingdom of God. So what he's trying to do is get you down. But he said, here, I told him, and I called it all out. He's telling me all the problems that he has. I said, well, here's the deal. So you're telling me your family's been stolen from you. You're telling me your job's been stolen from you. You're telling me money's been stolen from you. You're telling me your attitude's been stolen from you. You're telling me all these different things, right? He said, yes. He goes, man, that sounds really bad. I said, well, it sounds to me like the devil's been attacking you, and it's time to attack him back. It's time to attack him back. I never want to just sit back and go, oh, the devil's winning. The devil just keeps attacking. Man, if the devil tries to knock me out, if the devil tries to steal from me, if the devil tries to take from me, guess what? I want to go back at him 10 times harder. I want to hit him where it counts. I want to go at him and go, devil, do you realize who you're messing with? This isn't me you're messing with. This is the man in me you're messing with. This is the temple of God. Do you realize I'm a child of God? You need to speak up with boldness to the enemy. Why? Because the enemy's coming against you to try to convince you that you're not who God has said that you are. The devil is trying to come against you and tell you, let me tell you, you're nothing. You've lost this, you've lost this, you've lost that, you've lost this, you lost it all, you're a failure, give up, it's enough, it's done. And then all of a sudden we go, oh, I am a failure. And God's over there going, no, you're a child of mine. No, in those very weaknesses, I'm giving you strength. No, you're something greater. No, you have all power. No, all these things that look impossible are now possible. Now there's something more. And we need to begin to rise up with that and come against the enemy. Do you realize that the Word of God, it says it's a sword? The guy, he asked me, he goes, I've been thinking about what you said, Pastor. He says, but I told him, you need to attack him back. I guess it sat with him for a couple days. 2 days later, he texts me back and goes, I've been thinking about what you said, but how do I attack him back? I said, this is a sword. I said, begin to use it against him. The more you know of this, jump into this. The more you know of this, the more power you have against the enemy. The more you can come against, because here's the deal. In every lie that he speaks to you, the opposite is in here. The truth is in this. So when he says that you can't do anything, you say, I can do all things. When he says you're sick and you'll never be healed, you said, I am healed. No matter what it is, come against him with scripture. Come against him with it. Oh, you've done too much bad. You've sinned so much. No, my God is just to forgive me. Continue to go back at him with scripture. And that's how you begin to attack him. And I've looked at times when he's attacked my life and I said, enough is enough. I'm going to go out and win more souls for him. For God, I'm going to go out and do more for God. You want to attack me again in this area? I'm going to attack you back. How? By advancing the kingdom of God. If he sees, the enemy sees that every time he tries to get you down, you'll begin to rise up greater. Think about what he's going to be doing. Well, I ain't attacking him there anymore. I just took 5 steps backwards. And he just took 10 steps for the kingdom of God forward. But every time he attacks you, go back at him. Stop giving up. Stop saying, I can't do it. Stop saying, it's just too much for me. It might be too much for you, but you're not alone. You've got a Savior on your side. Let me tell you, if he loved, God loved you enough to send his only begotten Son to die on a cross from you, to live a life of, think about this, to be a king and have all power and live a life in the flesh with persecution. How much love is that? Man, I hate this world. I can't wait to get to heaven. But you know what? While I'm here, I'm going to do what God's called me to do. Because I know that there's somewhere greater waiting for me. And when you really know there's somewhere greater waiting for you and it's free, guess what? You want to let everybody else know. Come on, let's go. You know where I'm going? I'm going to heaven. You want to come with me? I'm going to somewhere greater. Let's go. And then when you realize that while you're on this earth, you can have a greater life than you ever expected because you're living it in him and you're living it by faith. You're living it by the Spirit and not by the flesh. You begin to want other people to have this too. Problem a lot of people have is they accept Christ and that's as far as they get. They accept him to forgive their sins and then they just stay there or they go backwards. Or they do just enough to get by. Let me tell you, when I was doing just enough to get by, that brought on depression. I'll be honest with you. It was miserable. Why? Because my very spirit was longing for something more. It needed more. It was hungry. Hungry, hungry, hungry. And let me tell you, if you see me in the flesh, I'm always hungry. And guess what? My spirit reflects that. We're always hungry in the spirit. But the thing we feel like it's okay if we get just enough.
We hope you've enjoyed the message today from Redemption Church. For a copy of today's program or to partner with us, please visit us at www.redemptionchurchstl.com.